Warrior! You landed on the Coach JV podcast. This is a raw, authentic podcast helping you understand the power you have inside of you to accomplish great things. I'm just going to warn you, if you're sensitive, this is not the podcast for you. But if you're ready to rise, let's go. Warriors, rise!
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Coach JV podcast. We talk about motivation, health, and life. I'm your host, Coach JV, your top health and mindset coach in the world. And what you believe in your heart, you think in your mind, will eventually become your words and become your reality. If you can see it in your mind, eventually you can hold it right here in your hands. What you repeatedly do gets ingrained in your subconscious mind. What gets ingrained in your subconscious mind becomes an unconscious activity. Now we're going to dive right into it. My apologies for the audio yesterday on Monday. I got all these computers set up here. I'm trying to switch computers. It's not working. So we're back on the old computer. We'll make it happen. So hopefully the audio is doing very, very well. So yesterday we talked about control what's within you and let the outside go. Do not be a prisoner of your imagination. Okay. Be a manifestation creation by using your imagination. So today we're going to talk about embracing the present moment. What does that mean to embrace the present moment? I think we need to go a little bit deeper with that, right? So with society, it's been put in a position where everything is so quick. Everything's like, boom, there's constant stimulation, constant notifications. You got TikTok, you got Instagram, you got YouTube, you got Twitter. There is never a moment throughout your day that we never stop to embrace the present moment. Now, why is this so important? Why is this so important? Because the present moment is, listen to me, the present moment is the reality of the next moment. That's what manifestation is. But what we do is the present moment that you're currently in right now. If you're having a conversation with somebody about the past, that is negative, you are literally reliving that experience. Your brain has no idea, your RAS, reticular activating system, has no idea what's real or fake. So if you're in a chaotic state of mind right now and you're worried about Tuesday, you are manifesting the next day to be chaotic. Now you'll have periods of popping in and out, you know, up to positivity, down to negativity. But when you start to embrace the present moment, now what does that mean? It's embracing all things that are being presented to you within that moment. So let's say all of a sudden somebody triggers you at work, okay? They trigger you at work. You have two choices. First, you have the ability to think, to walk, to talk, and most of all, to control your emotions. So somebody triggers you at work and you allow that to embody into your soul and you allow it to create emotional reaction with you, which we're human, that's gonna happen, but just listen to what I'm saying. And you take that moment and you steal their energy and you put it into your body and then you go tell the other person. So now your present moment is all about that situation, the low vibration, and now you're manifesting the next moment. Instead, you can listen to understand. You can understand that there's different paradigms, okay? You're coming from different paradigms. There's your truth, their truth, and whatever God wants to happen within that current experience. And you have the right to take a deep breath, to allow that to be released and come back into presence. And you have the right to come back into presence and imagine how you want that to look. Imagine how you want that relationship to be. But if you keep talking about that in a negative sense of mind, expect that in return. So I've learned to master this, and this is something I'm mastering within my current life, is spending as much time as I can being present, understanding that God will take care of tomorrow. He feeds the birds, He will feed me. For example, I'm recording this on Monday morning. The first thing that I do in the first 15 minutes when my brain is in theta, I wake up and I pray to God right away. I sit with God. And after I pray, I sit with God. Jesus says, take no thought. So I take no thought, I sit present with God, I sit present with Jesus, and I take no thought, full presence. Then once I come into a conscious awareness, I get into cold water right away. Then I go into an exercise routine, which makes me extremely present because of the HIIT training, the hardcore HIIT training I can't think of anything else but survival. For example, we did legs this morning and I almost puked. I was in survival mode. So now I'm spending time with God, immediately activating my the theta within my brain, the subconscious mind programming, thanking God for all the things that are already present, even if they're not in the current reality, because they already are within my mind. I'm sitting silent with God and I'm taking no thought. That's what Jesus told me to do. Then I go into a HIIT training session where I cannot think of anything else but survival. So within the first hour and 45 minutes of my day, I'm in full presence. Then I come into doing all my videos. Now I'm present within those moments, right? And then now I'm doing a podcast and I'm present here with you. Now it doesn't mean we're humans, the hue, it's a hue of light. Doesn't mean that you're not going to have stuff that's going to pull you out of that wave of energy. But it's understanding that all things being presented to you, all things being presented to you are for the greater good. God is experiencing through you and allowing you to experience these experiences and giving you the opportunity and the free will to transmute that darkness into light. You cannot have light without darkness. So if you start to adopt that you can't have light without darkness and the darkness that's being presented to you is for you and not against you, it changes everything. It changes everything within your current paradigm. So being present means that it's a gift. And Jesus says to take no thought. So sometimes we just need to take no thought. Sometimes when everything's spinning out of control, stop and just be and allow your mind to clear and take no thought. A thought comes in, let it go. Because you're only the creation of your current feeling and vibration of today. In the beginning was the Word was God, the Word was good, it was a vibrational frequency, Yahweh, Yeshua, breathe. Yahweh, and then sit. And if you can do that as much as humanly possible and be present, you'll start to see that the miracles will be presented to you. And they say to go to your closet and pray because it activates your pineal gland, not because you can't pray in public. It's because that's how the pineal gland works. So take no thought today, my friends. Get present and start to manifest and create your own reality. Warriors, rise. Get your shit together. Let's go. Love you guys.